Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, I can't find my gym socks.
Well, they're right in your dresser drawer.
Oh. Hey, Mom.
Good morning, Molly.
Hey, I can't find my tennis racket. I looked all over the place.
Your tennis racket?
Yeah, I'm going to play tennis right after breakfast.
Well, the last time I saw it was on the top shelf in your closet.
Okay, thanks, Mom.
Joan?
Yes, dear?
I can't find my wristwatch.
Try the top of your desk.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, I found him, Mom.
Yeah, Mom. Well, tennis racket was right where you said it would be.
Fine.
Hey, Mom, what's the matter? How come you're sitting down?
Yes, don't we get any breakfast?
Something wrong, dear?
I can't find the kitchen.
Some time since you played tennis, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'll probably be pretty rusty at it at first.
Boy, I'm sure glad I don't know how to play tennis.
Beaver, why would you say that?
Well, tennis isn't a real man's game like baseball or football. They even let girls play.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
And besides, it's a pretty mushy game, too. All that stuff about 30 love and 40 love.
Beaver, love is a scoring term. In a tennis match, love just means that one of the people didn't score any points.
Yeah. But why can't they just say the guy got skunked?
Yes, that would de-romanticize the game considerably.
Beaver, if it'll make you feel any better, it just so happens that I'll be playing tennis with Eddie Haskell.
That proves it's a creepy game, if they let guys like Eddie play it.
No, Eddie's real good at tennis. He's been practicing real hard for a whole year.
You know, somehow that doesn't sound like our old, easygoing Eddie to be that interested in a good, clean sport.
Well, his father told him that as you go through life, you have a lot more chance of meeting rich people if you know how to play tennis.
Don?
Much better, Carol. Especially your backhand.
Well, I think all the credit should go to the teacher.
Well, the teacher's nothing without an apt pupil.
What time will I see you tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night? Gee, Carol, I don't think I can make it tomorrow night.
Oh? You have a date with another one of your pupils?
No. Didn't I mention to you the other day I'd be tied up?
No, you didn't mention to me that you'd be tied up.
Well, it was just an oversight.
Are you sure it was an oversight and not the brush-off?
Now, look, Carol.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Sit home and restring my racket?
Carol, this isn't any way to act. Look, I'll explain it to you on the way home.
No, thanks.
Okay, then stay here.
That's exactly what I intend to do. And I just might have some other plans myself.
Oh, you might have other plans yourself. Isn't that just dandy?
Excuse me, is this court being used?
No, not now.
Well, do you mind if I sit here and wait for a friend of mine?
No, not at all. Is your girlfriend late?
Well, yeah, except he's not a girl. He's Eddie Haskell. That's a fella.
Would you like to volley till he gets here?
You mean me volley with you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah. Yeah, sure.
I'm Carol Martin.
I'm Wally Cleaver.
Oh, yes. Didn't I see your picture in the paper, running in a track meet?
Well, yeah, except I wasn't really running. You see, the guy told me to make believe like I was running so that he could take my picture.
Oh. Ready, Wally?
Well, yeah, sure, Carol. Oh, well, thanks to you, Carol. Boy, you know, you sure play good for a girl.
Oh, thank you. Let's sit down. That was quite a workout.
Okay.
I guess your friend didn't show up.
A friend?
I thought you were supposed to meet Eddie something or other.
Oh, yeah, Eddie Haskell. You know, that's funny. Once we started playing, I forgot all about him.
Oh? Do you come here often?
No. I mean, yeah.
You don't know?
Well, I haven't been coming here much lately, but I'm thinking of coming here more.
Hey.
Do you come here often?
Just about every day.
Well, were you thinking of coming here tomorrow?
Well, I hadn't thought much about it.
Oh.
But I think I might.
You will? Well, how about playing a couple of sets with me? I mean, well, you know, in case my friend doesn't show up again.
I'd love to.
Great, then it's a date.
Well, it's been wonderful meeting you, Wally.
Yeah, nice meeting you, Carol.
And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.
Bye now.
Hi. How was tennis?
Oh, the greatest.
Did you win, Wally?
No, I lost. Well, I guess I better get washed up.
Well, that's what I call a cheerful loser.
Boy, I'll bet that's the first time Eddie ever beat Wally at anything. Hello? Oh, hello, Eddie. Hey, how'd you beat Wally at tennis today? What'd you do, cheat?
Beaver. Look, Squirt, I didn't even play tennis. That's why I'm calling him. Now put him on the phone before I have you arrested.
Okay. Wally didn't play tennis with Eddie. Wally! Hey, Wally! Is your brother coming down? I guess so. Well, tell Eddie. Why? Well, because that's what you do when people are waiting on the phone. But Eddie's no people. He's a creep.
Hello? Oh, hi.
Look, Sam, I was on my way over to the tennis court, but at the last minute I got sidetracked.
What?
Well, no, I was taking a shortcut behind a florist, and old man Louis threw out a whole bunch of old chrysanthemums. Huh? Well, sure I picked them up. I made 4 1/4 peddling them in a parking lot behind a supermarket. Well, listen, Sam, how about playing tennis tomorrow? I'll meet you there at the same time, okay?
Well, no, Eddie. Look, I'm not going to be able to play tennis with you tomorrow. Huh? Well, no, it's just that I got this, Look, I just can't play, that's all. Okay, yeah, see ya. That was Eddie.
We know. How come you didn't play tennis with him?
Well, because he didn't show up.
Well, then who'd you play with?
Well, what business is it of yours?
Wally, that isn't very nice.
He was just asking a question, Wally.
Okay, I played tennis with somebody besides Eddie.
Well, it wasn't Lumpy, was it?
And how it wasn't Lumpy.
Well, now, who in the world do you think he played with?
I don't know. And that smile on his face, it must have been at least Pancho Gonzalez.
Hello?
I was just looking around for a vacant court to play on.
How about this one here?
Yeah, that is vacant, isn't it?
I'm sorry I was late.
Oh, no, that's okay. It was me. I was early. Well, shall we volley?
Sure, let's.
You do want to play, don't you?
Of course. Wally, you don't know how much I've been looking forward to our date.
I wonder where the guy could be.
Well, didn't Wally tell you on the phone he was tied up?
Yeah, but there's something phony going on. I could tell by the way he was talking. An Eddie boy wants to know what gives. Hey, Beaver.
Hey, Squirt, where's your brother?
Oh, he's playing tennis.
Tennis?
Don't give us that stuff, Rod. If he was playing tennis, it would be with me. I asked him yesterday, and he said he wasn't interested.
Well, maybe he thinks playing tennis with a lady is better than playing tennis with you.
What are you doing? Giving me the business?
Well, no. He's over at the park playing with this lady. Me and Gilbert just saw him.
You mean a girl?
No, she's a lady. She's not acting silly enough to be a girl.
Come on, Lumpy. Let's go over to the park and see what's coming off.
Look, Squirt, if you're putting this on, I'll break in two and hang out to dry.
Boy, I'll bet you think you're as strong as King Kong.
Well, maybe I am.
Well, maybe you are, because you sure look like him.
There's our boy.
Yeah, look what he's with.
Yeah.
I've been turning out for track. Man, if Wally showed up around school without the joint, it'd fall down.
Oh, it's got to be a relative or a friend of his mother's or something. Junior's way out of his class.
Shh. How about tomorrow, Carol?
I'd love to.
Well, great. Then I'll meet you here right after school.
Fine, Wally.
Boy, winning that last set was just luck.
No, it wasn't. You were marvelous. Now, don't you stand me up, Wally.
Oh, gee, no, Carol. I'll see you.
Hey, Wally.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Wally, is she really for real?
What? Oh, Carol. Did you see her?
And how we saw her.
What's the catch, Rover?
What do you mean, what's the catch?
You know what I mean. Is she a cousin or something? Or did you give her the bit about your old man being loaded with loot?
She's not my cousin, and I didn't tell her anything. I met her that day that you didn't show up, and she asked me if I wanted to play tennis. We've been playing ever since.
Amazing. Our little boy is growing up.
I'll say. I guess it's goodbye to the marbles and the yo-yos.
Well, I guess I better be shoving.
Hey, Wally, why don't you come over to the malt shop with me and Eddie?
Nah, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, look, chum, when you're flying with a nightingale, she don't mingle with the bats.
I'll see you guys.
It's been good knowing you, pal.
Cut it out, Eddie. I'll still see you guys.
If you do, you're out of your mind.
Excuse me, sir.
You got a minute, son?
Well, yeah, sure I have, sir.
I notice you've been playing tennis with Carol the last couple of days.
Well, we've sort of been running into each other.
Yeah, well, don't run into her anymore.
Well, I got a date to play with her tomorrow.
Just don't show up.
Now, wait a minute.
Look, Carol's my girl, and I just don't want you hanging around her. So smarten up, kid, and get the message.
First of all, you have to find the perimeter of the field. You know how to do that?
Yeah, Dad. You add the length of all the sides.
Right. And you take that answer and...
Dad, could I see you a minute?
Well, I'm working with Beaver right now, Wally.
Well, it's pretty important, Dad.
Oh. Well, Beaver, we'll get back to your problem a little later, huh?
Okay, Dad. You can give me the answer after supper.
Oh, no. We'll work out the answer together after supper.
Okay, Dad.
Well, what's the trouble, Wally?
Well, it's about girls.
I see.
Yeah, Dad. I'm in a triangle.
A triangle?
Well, I might as well tell you the whole thing. You see, I met this girl, her name is Carol, over at the tennis courts. Well, we got along pretty good.
I see.
Yeah, we've been playing tennis, and... Well, first I guess I better tell you, she's a little bit older than I am.
A little bit older?
Yeah, I think she's about 22.
22?
But, gee, Dad, a lot of guys date girls older than they are, and... Well, I know I probably look young to you and Mom, but you're my parents.
Yes, Wally. Go on.
Well, anyway, this Carol and I, we've been getting along real good. We've been having a lot of fun playing tennis and everything. And then this older guy comes along, and he tells me to stay away from her.
Who is this older guy?
He says that he's her boyfriend, and he told me not to go near her. Gee, Dad, I just don't know what to do. I thought I'd come and ask you.
Well, now, just a minute, son. Let me sort of get a grip on this. This other fellow, how old would you say he is?
Well, I think he's about 24 or 25. He's the assistant tennis pro or something.
And this Carol, has she been playing tennis over there for quite a while?
For a couple years, I think she said.
Well, you see, Wally, she and this other fellow may have been going together for quite some time before you showed up.
Yeah, I know, Dad, but... Well, now I think she kind of likes me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't get mad at me when I beat her, and she's all the time smiling, and she even told me not to stand her up. Boy, Dad, now I don't know what to do.
Well, Wally, in the first place, this girl is just too old for you. And circumstances being what they are, I don't think you should see her again.
But gee, Dad, she's so nice. I just wouldn't want to let her down that way.
Well, I was looking at it more from your standpoint, Wally. I wouldn't want to see you get hurt.
Well, gee, Dad, I'm not afraid of that guy just because he's big.
Well, I didn't mean get hurt in that way, Wally. I just think this is something you should stay away from.
Yeah. Well, thanks anyway for talking to me.
Yeah.
Wally, has it got anything to do with school?
Nah, it's nothing to do with school.
Well, golly, what else is there worse to worry about?
You wouldn't understand. The kind of stuff that's happening to me is like stuff that happens in the movies.
Well, killing movies or kissing movies?
Kissing movies, I guess.
Boy, Wally, you'd better watch it.
Huh?
Even in the kissing movies, guys sometimes get shot.
Not gonna get shot. But you know that girl that I've been playing tennis with?
You mean that lady?
Well, her boyfriend told me to stay away from her. He's pretty sore. And Dad said it would be better if I didn't see her anymore.
What are you gonna do, Wally? Fight the guy for?
No. I'm just gonna show up there tomorrow and play tennis with her.
Boy, Wally, you're a pretty brave guy. I guess I never noticed it before, on account of you're my brother.
I didn't play.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, Wally?
When you married Dad, he was a pretty old guy, wasn't he?
Well, now, no, I wouldn't say he was pretty old.
Well, what I mean is, he sure must have gotten around a lot.
Gotten around?
Well, what I'm trying to say is, you know, he sure knows a lot about stuff.
Oh, yes, that he does.
Yeah. Yeah, like last night, he was trying to tell me something for my own good, and I couldn't understand what he was getting at.
But you do now?
Boy, I sure do. Some girl was using me for a real goof, and I didn't even know it.
Well, Wally, I think as you grow older, you're going to find out that your father knows quite a bit about a lot of things.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny to think that Dad knows so much about love and stuff.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Is Wally around?
Just went upstairs.
How's everything going?
Lovely.
Lovely?
Well, up to a point. How come you know so much about love and stuff?
Hey, Mom, where's my tennis racket?
Well, I put it back in your closet. I thought you were through with tennis for a while.
Oh, no. I made a date to play with a substitute teacher we had in math class today.
You and she are going to play tennis?
Well, yeah, except it's not a she. He's a real neat guy. He used to play on the Davis Cup team.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to help me with my serve and my smash shot and everything.
Well, at least you won't be playing with a creepy girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, his niece is going to be there, too. He said he wanted me to meet her.
See, Dad? I told you tennis was a mushy game.
In the original pilot of Leave It to Beaver, there was no Eddie Haskell, but there was a prototype called Frankie Bennett, played by your announcer, Harry Shearer. Now stay tuned for episode 190, One of the Boys, coming up on TV Land.